Did you know that the questions, what do you do for a living and what are you living for, Difa? Hi everyone, welcome to my podcast, Growing with Praises. Today I'm going to be sharing something I titled, What Are You Living For? What are you living for? What is the purpose of your existence? The first question works because we all do something. So it's easy to get people to talk about what they do for a living. Then comes the second question. What are you living for? Usually there is a moment of silence because people do not know how to answer that question. It is good to pause and ask yourself, what am I living for? Some of us live for fame, some live for money, some live for approval, societal approval, others live to prove a point, but then I ask you, what are you living for? Until you have something you can die for, you have not started living. And now I mean something that has eternal value. What can you stick your life on the line for and not regret it? What is your goal or objective in life? Everyone is living for something, but as a believer, your goals and objectives changed when you got born again. You are no longer your own. You were bought with a price. You now have a master. He runs your life. You live by his rules and dictates. But the problem is many of us have not aligned ourselves, our plans and our desires to his. You see, when you received Christ Jesus, you didn't just receive him as a savior. He became the Lord of your life. So you have to present yourself as a living sacrifice where he has something to say about your decision. He has something to say about your thoughts. He has something to say about your thinking process. Listen, you do not live for a career. You live for a purpose. You see, some of the mistakes we make as young people is that we go in search for our career rather than discovering purpose. Your ambition is not your vision. But there may be purpose in your ambition. A dear man of God, Dr. Prince Buma, once said, ambition is a self-imposed human desire. It is a human idea. But vision is God's idea. He went further to say that a vision is a divine picture of a desired future imparted into your spirit by God. A vision is a divine picture of a desired future imparted into your spirit by God. Did you notice that a vision is imparted into your spirit? Meaning that you have to be involved in spiritual activities, in spiritual exercises, in order to receive your vision. Your purpose for existence cannot be taught in a classroom. Social media cannot reveal it to you. You need to get your spirit educated. You need to exercise your spirit. You need to build capacity so that you can clearly receive this divine picture that is your vision from God. How then can you do this? How can you get your spirit educated? By praying always. And when I say praying, I don't just mean a 10 or 1 minute prayer. I mean consistently praying in the Holy Ghost and consistently studying the Word of God. It is important as a believer that you fellowship amongst believers who are taught the undiluted Word of God, who are taught the new creation realities, who are taught who they are in Christ. This is another way to get your spirit educated. You need to find yourself among such believers, fellowship with them. Because the church you attend, the people you listen to, play a very vital role in your journey to discovering what you are living for. The church you attend, the people you listen to, play a very vital role in your journey to discovering what you are living for. And so I leave you with these questions. What do you want to be remembered for? Is God aware of your existence? Is God aware that you exist? Can God count on you? What significant mark are you making in your generation? Who are you? What are you living for? Decide not to live an empty life. My dear, choose this day that you will make a mark in your generation that will count on earth and in eternity. So I ask you again, what are you living for? God bless you.